All right, and hack. Welcome, everybody, and thank you guys so much for standing by and realizing that, you know, sometimes time zones aren't in our best favor. I am Tay.
I'm Jen.
Ayo. And today we will be doing episode 16 of Avatar, The Last Airbender, Rap Party.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, Willie, wrap it up. Play that beautiful bean footage of our intro.
Oh, bean footage.
It is shot o'clock. Ayo. So, this is the part of the, you know, time of our episode where we do our shots. So, my shot right here. I got a little bit of, you know, Crown Vanilla in my Halloween Horror Nights shot glass.
Nice.
Thank you. Jen, what
got
you
my got? Usual rum. Got my usual rum. I always like my rum.
You really are a pirate.
Why is the rum gone? It's never gone. Always make sure I have some. Anyways, what are you toasting to, Tay?
Ooh, I am toasting to my last ever mission in the Air Force, which happened today.
That vanilla is gonna taste so much sweeter now.
No,
so
much sweeter. Yes.
Of freedom.
Just a slight, yeah, just a little bit. You taking a shot to anything today?
I don't know. I never like to vary from growth. I think it's important.
Absolutely. Like
growing and learning is important.
Absolutely. I learn every day. So, cheers.
Salute.
So smooth.
I like it. Spicy. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but whenever that intro is playing, I'm like straight up like jamming in the background.
I see That's it. Hard to
get my... Dude, I can't get my composure. I'm just like, and it's like all the good scenes and stuff when all the girls are being badasses and just like freaking pumps me up right before we start. No. I never want to change that. I love it.
Yes. Yes. 100%. It's amazing. It is a bop, Bully. Yes.
Girl, yes.
Banzai!
Banzai! So we have lots of fun things to talk about today. Yes, we are going to be discussing Avatar. We do have some nerd news for you and some other news. But actually, I wanted to know, are you guys interested in any horror news?
Well, thank you for asking. I love horror news. I love horror, and A24 is like a love of mine, or Blumhouse. Anytime I see anything with those two, I'm like, yes. So, oh.
Well, yeah. I have some horror news for you.
Let's go. Oh, the blood. Let there be blood.
More blood. More blood.
Always blood.
All right. So I came across some things I just absolutely had to share with everybody because I am a huge horror fan, have been since I was a wee child. Probably was really inappropriate for me to be watching some of the horror movies I was, but hey.
You turned out fine.
Yeah. I'm a wonderful young lady now. Very, very demented and stuff, but hey, that's okay. So Blumhouse is actually teaming up with AMC Theaters to re-release five of its highly regarded movies in celebration of it being halfway to Halloween. So
it's going to be really already there. Wow. It's already halfway. Oh my goodness.
Just about. Just, I know, right? Isn't it crazy? Dude, Halloween is my holiday, dude.
Yeah.
Halloween's my jam. Any job I have, I tell them, I was like, I just want you to know I don't work Halloween. They're like, oh, well, I was like, no, you don't understand. You can put me on the schedule, but I won't be here. Halloween is my jam. So they get the message because I get it off. But anyways, it's going to be a 5-day festival. Okay. It's going to be starting Friday, March 29th at 100 AMC theaters across 40 cities in the U.S. And the schedule is, I had to write this because I was super excited about it. But the first movie that they're going to be re-releasing is Split on Friday, March 29th.
I love Split.
Dude, Split, ugh, man, I watched that movie way more times than I want to admit.
It's a safe place. You can admit it.
Okay. I love Split. There's a something about that movie that I just absolutely love. Like James McAvoy played Crumb, like awesome. I loved it. Like,
and Patricia, just, like, dude.
She was so creepy. He was so creepy. And then when he, like, yeah, he is scary as fuck. And then, like, when he played the little boy, too, like, that just, oh, man. He does such a great job. And I can't imagine, like, how hard it was, like, trying to, like, transition, like, between these characters rather than, like, when actors play a role, they just, you know, go into that one character. But he had several that he had to do. So very, very admirable thing that he did. But definitely when it comes to, like, M. Night Shyamalan movies, like, that's definitely, like, in my top three.
Do you think that, like, James McAvoy actually, like, researched, like, split personality disorder and, like, watched, like, clips of that, like, before he actually did the movie Split?
I don't know if he actually did or not.
I'd be surprised. But, I mean, like, he does it really well. I also wouldn't be surprised, you know?
Yeah. There was a documentary I watched about this one lady who apparently had the multiple personality disorder. And I don't know if, like, the psychologist, like, actually believed her. Like, the DID isn't, like, I don't know, like, disassociation is real, but anyways, I'm putting on my nurse hat, but but yeah, he could have. I mean, or if he just wanted to try to find a character that, you know, he wanted to embody or base a character off of, like, a real person or something. Yeah, can be. All right, so the second one is another favorite of mine, is The Purge. That's going to be coming out Saturday, March 30th. And just so you guys know, there's actually a new Purge movie on Netflix.
Really? Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be, like, the first Purge or something.
Oh, so it's like a prequel kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like when they first started doing it and is it Marissa Tomei? Marissa Tomei is in it. I don't recognize a lot of people in it. That was really good, so I recommend watching that one. So The Purge will be coming out. And then Ouija, The Origin of Evil is going to be Sunday, March 31st. And then Insidious And that's actually, it's coming out April 1st, and it's actually the 13th anniversary of that movie, too. So that's actually really creepy. 13th anniversary, and yeah. And then The Invisible Man will be coming out on Tuesday, April 2nd. So you
Is this the remake of The Invisible Man with Elizabeth What's-Her-Face?
Moss.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the remake one.
Okay.
Kevin Bacon's wasn't horrible with like Elizabeth Shue, but I like the remake a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like, gosh, I have this horrible thing where I go on IMDb and I like read a lot of trivia stuff. So there are times when like she's looking in the corner and she's not really sure if there's somebody there. So sometimes there actually is somebody there, but like in a green suit.
Oh,
sometimes there isn't. And you can never tell. And that creeped me out even more when I read the trivia. I was like, oh my God, is this game?
I literally have goosebumps. Like, you can't see them, but I have them right now.
Like, I would be so paranoid. Like, I would be paranoid out of my mind if somebody actually, like, had one of those suits. Like, to me, that I like that aspect of it versus it was like an experiment gone wrong and like the person's actually invisible. I like the suit part of it, but you know, the supernatural part of it's cool too, but anyhow, so you have those five lovely movies that you can go. The tickets are actually on sale now at AMC theaters.com, and you can also buy them on their mobile app. No, I didn't get paid. I just want people to go watch horror movies because I'm an addict. And I want you to join me in the horror movie heroine that I
join
like.
Join the club.
Join the heroine club of horror movies. It's amazing. Anyways. So some hot. Yeah, that's it, Willie. Hollow Man. Thank you. Yeah, that Hollow Man. Like that. It's actually a funny play on words because he became hollow inside.
Oh.
Because he didn't have. Yeah, he said something about that. Right, Willie? He said something about he kind of like lost. Like any sort of like remorse, like almost became like a sociopath because he couldn't see his reflection anymore.
Huh.
Yeah. Or well, something like that. Yeah. It's disturbing. So I don't know if you guys knew this, but the copyright to Steamboat Willie, yes, Mickey Mouse, expired January 2024. Okay. Willie did say, yeah. Yeah. He said something weird like that in Hollow Man.
Mm-hmm.
So the now Mickey Mouse or Steamboat Willie is now part of public domain, and people did not let me down. So I'm happy to announce that the Mickey Mouse Trap horror movie is in production.
What?
Yes. Yes. So not only did we get Winnie the Pooh going out and murdering people, soon you'll find somebody in a Mickey Mouse mask murdering.
Did you
people.
Know they're making a Winnie the Pooh like?
Yeah.
That movie was so ridiculous.
Did he say "oh bother" at least once? I haven't watched it. I have to though.
I don't think so.
Oh bother! Like
no,
my knife
I don't.
Blood.
I don't think he talked at all. Like if no? I can recall correctly, I don't think he did.
Okay, that's okay. That would be awesome. See, that's why you just need to have me as producer because I can make it so disturbing that other people wouldn't want to watch it. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. So it's going to be a it's to me it was kind of plain, like it's going to be a slasher at a theme park, but I'm ready for that one. I'm ready for that one. And then I'm happy to announce that they well, people probably already know this, but they're going to be making a the first Omen movie. It's actually going to be coming out in April 5th. So it's going to be a prequel to the 1976 movie, and it's basically going to be about a young girl who's her faith is tested when she discovers the church is dabbling in dark matters and things like that. So it's kind of like a predictable thing, but I think it would probably be still fun to watch just because I like the Omen movies, especially the original 1976 one. So I'll be curious to see how that kind of like comes to fruition. But yeah, that's all the horror movie news I got for you guys.
Well, thank you for that. That was amazing.
You're welcome. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I very much did. All right, let's go ahead and go into our Avatar segment.
Girl, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, so Avatar The Last Airbender, it came out at the beginning of this month, or is it the end of last month? Which one was it?
End of last month, I think.
Okay. Yeah, and it all came out, all 8 episodes came out at once. It came out on Netflix, and immediately I was super excited about it. Just watching the trailer itself just made me go like... Oh, it's happening. I cannot wait. Especially after, you know, that movie that came out with that M. Night Shyamalan also did. Sometimes he is a hit or a miss. That one, I think, in my humble opinion, I think that was a miss.
I try to pretend it didn't exist. Here's the trailer. Love this trailer.
Oh man,
it's just so
good.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna say it now. I don't understand. There are a lot of people that didn't like this, or they start nitpicking it, and is way better than the movie that was made. Mm-hmm. My biggest beef with the movie, other than like the storyline, is how they use their bending powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way they use the bending powers, if you guys want to revisit that nightmare, was it's almost like they had to do like a couple of moves and all of a sudden they can lift a rock or something. And that's definitely not the way that the cartoon on Nickelodeon jived. It was a visual feast. My eyes were full. I loved it.
Yes.
Spectacular visual feast.
And I mean, like, yeah, people are going to nitpick things just for the sake of nitpicking things, I think. Like, everyone's going to find an issue with something.
True.
But I liked it. Sounds like you really liked it. And
oh, yeah. There was a couple of people that I don't know if everybody noticed. I'm kind of I'm one of those weird people where I'm like, oh, man, I know that person. Where are they from? I know that voice. Where is that from?
You immediately go to IMDb and look.
Not always. Not always.
Sometimes, you're better than I.
Sometimes my memory serves me well, but I did look up one of these. I'm not telling you which one. It's my secret. Digging into the grave.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. So if you guys didn't recognize Uncle Iroh, he's actually Captain Carson Teva from The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in Ahsoka. And I also believe he's going to be at the Phoenix Fan Fusion.
Yes, ma'am. He is.
Yeah. Interesting.
More on that later.
More on that. And if you guys didn't recognize Fire Lord Ozai, then you obviously didn't watch Lost and you need to catch up on some TV. That was Daniel Day-Kim from Lost. He played, what was his name? Su Kwan on Lost. He was awesome on there. and also, okay, I'll admit it. I had to look up Boomy. Boomy, I recognized his voice. Mm-hmm. So I had to look up the actor. So he's actually Mouser from Free Guy. That taxi driver.
Oh, like the... Is Mouser that the, guy. The Ryan Reynolds movie?
Yeah. Oh, he's like in a video game?
It's totally not ringing a bell. Like, I'm going to have to go watch Free Guy again. Damn it. Great movie. I love it.
he played Boomy, and then I always called him the mini face spirit that was in the spirit realm. That's George Takei.
Name Takei. Name doesn't ring a bell. I'm not good with names. I'm sorry.
That's Sulu from Star Trek.
Yep, and I totally remember who that is.
Sulu from Star Trek. So Yukari. So that was basically the head woman in the island of Kyoshi. So that is actually Tamlin Tomita. So she played the love interest of Ralph Macchio in the Karate Kid Part 2 when he goes to Japan. Just in case people, like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, make me some ceremonial tea.
This meme makes so much more sense. The meme, you've seen it, right? The meme of, like, they're like, oh, she looks so familiar. And then they have, like, the meme of, like, her sitting next to Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her. That's her. Yeah. She's in Karate Kid Part 2. That was her.
What?
I know.
That's right? Wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daniel D. Kim was in Hawaii 5-0. That's right. Let me throw that. Willie knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, good. Good. At least someone else is there with you for your Star Trek fandom. A Trekkie, right? Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know if I'm a Trekkie.
Okay.
I liked the original and then the Next Generation, and then I dabbled in the ones that came after. I never really got, like, super hooked, but I've seen
You choose the Star Trek versus, like, the Star Destroyer? Didn't you choose the Star Trek?
It would win. He didn't say anything about TIE fighters. He said ship to ship, ma'am. Still pissed off at Hugh about that. I was like, that doesn't count. He's like, they come with the ship, and I'm like, fine. I was going to have a war, but I was like, nah, that's okay. I'll let it slide. I'll just send an away team to your ship and blow it up. Anyways. So, Tay, what were some of your favorite parts?
Oh, so you're asking me what gave me the feels?
What gave you the feels?
All right. So, immediately, as soon as this season played, episode one at the very beginning, where you see the earthbender and the firebenders having that fight in the middle of this, like, alley, just, like, running, trying to get away, and I was immediately hooked. I was just like, oh my god, this is amazing. This is gonna be an amazing show. I was just so excited. So that part immediately got me, like, hooked to watch the rest of the show, which I can't deny. I did binge a lot of the episodes during the beginning, and might have stayed up a little bit too late to go to work the next day. But, you know, they have Red Bull for that, right? Like, they have
caffeine. Sleep is for the week.
Exactly. I will sleep when I am dead. And I am not dead yet, so here we are. The next part that I was just like, is when Avatar Kyoshi came out of Aang, like, took over Aang's body, and she had that big fight. That scene was so fire. It was just like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Girl, though, to me, that was the best damn scene. And the whole season, she's just like, let me show you how powerful the Avatar is. I know I make her sound like a total wisp. And then she was just like wielding all four of the elements at the same time. And I was just like, ma'am, like, you're 10. I need you to be like 5. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, it's just some Fire Nation soldiers. Like, calm down. But she, like, did, like, this ultimate, like, ass whooping. And I was just like, it was kind of an overkill. But I loved it.
Oh, it was so necessary. It's not even funny. Like, I don't know. I didn't know I needed it until I saw it, you know? It was one of those scenes. Like, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm great. I'm watching this. I'm, like, so invested. And then that part came on and I was like, I stopped everything. I stopped smoking hookah. I stopped drinking. And I just sat there and I was just like,
wait, tell the truth. Did you back it up and watch it again?
No.
I did.
Well, I was watching it with like other people. I didn't.
I back it up. Oh. Dude, did you guys do that? I back and watch it again.
Oh, do we have man. Just like, so watching, you know.
Look at Katara being a badass. Look at you,
Katara,
girl.
Using the water bending. Like, a lot of people were angry about that because she was using the water bending, and they were like, "Well, she didn't know water bending until she got the mentor and the teacher." And I was just like, "Man, shut up. It's fine."
Which, you know, at the end of the day, the Avatar book one was 20 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This is 8. You have to condense all those things that happened in that one season into 8 episodes. You know what I mean?
Here she comes.
She's coming.
Superhero landing.
She's like, did somebody order an ass whooping? Here I am. He's like, oh, mother hell. Yeah, you better run.
No.
She's like, enough of you, matchstick.
And then here is Katara, like, what She's is like, going on? Oh man, this like this whole scene, and then this scene right here. It was just the sonic just boom of the wave of sound when she like landed. Oh man, it was good Very stuff.
Intensely stares. That's what it says on closed captioning. Intensely stares.
Yes, thank you. And the fact that she was in the Avatar state, and then Aang got to see like that you can control the Avatar state.
So she wielded water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the wind and the fire.
Now she's got fire. Dude, she rolled a 20. I don't know if there's any D&D nerds right here, but she rolled a 20 for sure.
She was like, crit damage.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's like, man. That was a mic drop moment, and then I'm done. He's like, oh shit, abandon ship, abandon ship. Like, she's like,
everybody,
all right, bitches, I'm out.
Bradley, we gotta go. We gotta get out of here. Like, we ain't gonna survive.
Abandon ship. Abort mission. She's like, where's Ralph Macchio? Where's Daniel-san? Daniel-san ain't here.
And then Aang just like pops back. Oh, and the transitions are just like money. But yeah, thank you, Willie, for bringing that up.
Thanks for finding that.
Oh my god, got me all sweaty. Like I might have to go watch that episode again.
That's so awesome. I love it. So and then that was awesome.
Yes, it was 100%. It was so awesome. And then in that episode again, we got to see Suki. And I just love her sass and everything. I don't know, like I love like super independent, like strong females, because it makes me feel like I'm not alone, you know. And just seeing her being like, no, this is the way, it definitely was great.
Zuko is like a BB gun against the house. That's so true. Oh, that's so true, Eric. That is so true. Oh, hi, hey, Amanda. What's up, girl? How you doing?
So another part that gave me the feels was I have like a couple of more, and then we'll go into like what gave you the feels if I didn't say anything that you wanted to talk about. But when you heard the Leaves from the Vine song in the background of you didn't hear it?
The Leaves from the Vine?
Yeah. So do you know the song that Uncle Iroh sings? Leaves from the vine falling so slow. That one. Okay. Where he's talking about his son that had died in combat.
Mm.
So they had that song playing in the background. They weren't actually singing it. There were no words, but if you know the song, you can hear the melody of the song playing, and it just struck me in the feels that I was like, oh my god. This time though, it was about like Zuko and what he meant to Uncle Iroh, But at the same time, it was just such, it's such a powerful song.
Yeah,
and to hear it in the background, I was literally like fighting back tears.
I won't cry.
In that same episode, they did have the Secret Tunnel song come on. And that made me bust out laughing. Yeah, secret tunnel.
So, you were talking about a different tunnel.
No. Okay. So this was like right before like Katara and Sasuke went into the tunnel with the giant mole. That they ran into those travelers, and just like the original Nickelodeon show, they had the Secret Tunnel song in there. They had
the Tunnel of Love. Sorry.
Yes, the Tunnel of Love. So they actually ended up doing the song again in the Avatar Netflix edition is what I'm gonna call it. And I was like, I was just waiting. Oh, it's gonna come. It's gonna come. They have to do it. And then they did. And the meaning behind that song for me and my husband, AD, like, we'll just randomly be in the kitchen or like just chilling, doing something. And we'll just hear somebody say something about like a tunnel or something that's secret. And then we'll immediately start singing it. And the other one will like join in. So this is like our like song that we will just randomly bust out singing to.
Your duet song. Got it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We have a couple of songs. That's one of them. It's okay. It's a great song. And then the last thing that gave me the feels is when Azula uses her lightning. Dude. When you got to see that. And I was just like,
I was waiting for that crap. Like, I kept waiting. I kept waiting, like, you know, because in the, I guess we'll call it a cartoon. I keep wanting to call it anime, but it's not. But when you saw in the cartoon when, you know, she's, like, performing and everything, and it's like, that's one of the first things you see. And every time you see her, like, come on. And I'm like, where's the lightning? Come on, girl. Show me the lightning. Where's the lightning? And then when she finally does it, I was like, that's why you saved it. Oh, that hit hard.
She was like, fuck you, Dad. Lightning bolt. Are you okay? But not. But
yeah. Here we are. Oh, that would have been awesome if she would have thrown a lightning ball.
So, Jen, what got you in your feels?
Me? Oh. I mean, you hit on most of them. One of the things I appreciated was I like the bending powers a lot more. I really like the kid that they got to play Aang.
Mm.
He did a really good job. He definitely portrayed Aang well as far as like in comparison to the cartoons. There was one part that, yeah, I'm going to be a little negative, but I'm not going to pick it apart. Okay. So don't come after me, people. I'm just pointing out things. So the one thing that they didn't include, which I wish they would have, is there was a Fire Nation deserter that had was trying to teach Aang about firebending, and he was trying to tell Aang, like, hey, you know, it's kind of more about discipline and control, not so much about the bending. So Aang kind of blows him off, if I remember correctly. But when he's witnessing the fire festival, Aang decides to copy some of the moves. And he ends up burning Katara. Remember, he burned Katara's hands. These are hands, just in case you don't know. So he ends up burning her hands. But no big deal. She can heal herself, right? She's a waterbender. Well, but the reason why it kind of bugged me that they didn't include that, maybe they'll do it the next season, is that that's really important because Aang is scared of firebending because he hurt Katara, and it showed that he didn't have any control. So I know that kind of stayed with him throughout the series, and he kind of had to overcome that fear eventually. So that was one of the things that they kind of missed. That I was like, all right, well, you know, you still got time. It's only season one, but, you know, that was kind of an important thing to do. 10 hours of story into 8. Yeah, I agree, Willie. They, in the end, they still really did a great job with this. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there was there is one more thing. So some people were complaining online about Sokka. I think it was when he's very, you know, women are the healers. And I think he kind of even made fun of some of the Kyoshi warriors when they first went to the Kyoshi Island. Mm-hmm. And kind of making fun of them. And then, you know, I think they ended up training him because they were a lot more skilled in combat than he was. Yeah. And a lot of people were arguing that that kind of took away from his character growth. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think it was necessary. Like, I think we got enough of that sexism angle when you had the Master Paku and the Northern Air Tribe.
Yeah. And saying that women are only healers and not warriors. And Katara's like, nah, yeah, fuck that. You are under attack. Like, you should get the women to help you because they're fucking powerful. Yeah.
And there was a lot of them, too. And they pushed that enough for me where I'm like, they didn't really need Sokka to kind of include that. But, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, both the Southern and then the Northern water tribes would have that. But I think that's another thing that people missed it from the cartoon. But at the same time, we only have like 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And sometimes stuff like that sticks with a character and can't be overlooked. So that's also something I think might have been smart for them not to do, is not to kind of put that on Sokka, because he may have that linger with him throughout the series.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was necessarily a bad thing.
I honestly didn't even see it. Honestly, while I was watching, like, I didn't even notice it until you had shared that article to me.
Yeah.
And I, like, saw the article and I was just like, huh. Like, I can kind of see, like, where they're coming from, it, but, like, devil's advocate, I can see, like, the other side, the side that I was already thinking of, which is that, like, he loves Katara. He is, like, fighting alongside Katara.
Yeah.
Like, day in, day out. And he's the one that was like, all right, like, we're going to go find Aang. Like,
right.
And at no point is he like, you shouldn't be using your waterbending because that's terrible. He said not to use the waterbending, but it's just to protect her rather than saying, like, you shouldn't be fighting because you're a woman. But yeah, I found that article, like, very insightful as to, like, what people were thinking about.
Yeah, but in the end, I think they did an amazing job. I loved it. I was not disappointed at all. Like, there's, like, even though there's some things where I'm like, oh, they didn't do that, but I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah. Even though, like, Aang didn't use water at all, even though this is the Book of Water, like, he didn't use water bending at all. He didn't even try to. Like, I know people were, like, upset about that, but I feel like the amount of information that they had gotten into this first season was enough. And, like, during their off time, kind of like our campfires, you know, like for when we do the Fallen Star RPG, when, like, they're at their campfire resting, like, maybe Katara is showing him waterbending. So by the time we get to our expectations of the second season, you know, maybe he's gonna have it, like, a little bit of water bending, and we'll see.
Sadie said, I didn't see Sokka like that. The mindset really came up. He was feeling insecure, protective of his sister. Yeah. Are you talking, AD, are you talking about in the Netflix, or are you talking about when he was on Nickelodeon? I don't think they talked about it a lot in Nickelodeon. Like, if I went back, then
you're right. That background is fire, but as well as water, wind, and air, or water, water, earth, air.
Like, I didn't think the Netflix. I didn't see that with Sokka. I agree, Edie. I didn't see that with Sokka. And I can't say I really missed it. I mean, from the cartoon, like, it didn't really resonate with me, like, oh, you know, he's sexist. But like I said, I we got that enough with Master Paku with the northern water tribe. So I don't think it really impacted like Sokka's character. He has a lot of growth in other areas, I think. So gonna defend our big bro there. So I think he'll lots of room to grow. But in the end, if you guys, I'm sorry if there are a lot of spoilers and you guys haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, Tay and I definitely recommend Avatar on Netflix. They will be coming out, I believe, with book 2 and book 3.
Yeah, we should go into our expectations of what we think about that book 2 and book 3, because they did renew.
If
you guys,
I have high expectations.
Oh my god, yeah. So they're gonna bring it based off of this season 1. Season 2 and season 3 have already been approved with Netflix, and they're already doing all of that part. So book 2 is going to be Earth. So we should get Toph, hopefully, in season 2. And then season 3, I do believe, is like fire, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweet. I definitely think that my expectations are high going into season 2 and season 3. Based off of season 1, I just can't wait, honestly. Do we know anything about the date of the release, or like year wise, or have they released anything about that?
I haven't seen anything. Other than that they're going to do it, but
yeah.
So what would you crown wise? Let's go to our crown rating.
What
would you give it? How many crowns?
This is out of 5, correct?
Better crown, yes.
I do declare that I will give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Girl, crowns. Same.
Yeah?
Same.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, hell yeah. Sorry, children. Hopefully your kids aren't watching this. Mine aren't.
I mean, Willie in the comments, he said that he gave it a 4.25 crowns out 4.25. Of 5. So
that's like a 4 crowns and a ruby, I think, is what that equates to. Like 4 crowns and an emerald. And then emerald. Okay. Yes. Not quite a ruby.
No.
More expensive.
Yes. you got emerald, ruby, diamond crown.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, wait. That's only 3. Oh. Shit. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Sorry. Anyways, 4.5. Tay and I give it 4.5. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. Definitely support the next books or seasons, however you want to look at it. We call them books because that's what it's called in the show. But yeah, definitely check it out.
All right. Let's get into our damsel review.
Damsel in distress.
That transition, it just hits so different.
I love it. Although, I love it.
So, here we are in the cave. And we're in the cave. We're going to be talking about some damsel. If you guys didn't know, damsel came out, I do believe, like 2 weeks ago. Maybe a week and a half ago. Oh, we have a trailer.
Come on, oh, we got the trailer, y'all.
Yes. And
that bullshit on.
Damsel also came out on Netflix. So if you guys have Netflix, we're not like saying we're like sponsors of Netflix or anything, but we just really enjoy what Netflix has been putting out. Yes. So hella subscribe. Like seeing the transition of like the beginning of the movie, everything was great. It was like,
where are we going? Why are these people wearing these strange
clothes? I'm getting married. I am so happy. I shall get carried by my husband. Oh, shit. He threw me off the side.
Why did she get sleepy? Like, seriously?
She didn't get sleepy. He told her to close her eyes.
Where the fuck am I? Hey, get me out of here. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. So he picks her up and he knows what's about to happen. So he tells her to like close her eyes, and she closes her eyes and kind of like nuzzle her face. And she's like, oh, I'm so happy. This guy's so great. And he's just like, I'm so sorry. Bye-bye. if if you've ever seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist, Jen, there's a part at the beginning of the movie where she picks up the chosen one, kisses his forehead, and she's like, oh, so cute, and then goes over to the side of the cliff and says bye-bye, and she like throws him down the rest of the cliff.
Bye. Yes.
So that is like one of the most quotable movies for me.
Oh yes.
So anyway, going back to Damsel, the visuals were very great. I just loved how she was just like not taking death as the way out, and she was just like, I am going to fight. I see all of these names of these people that have been thrown down here, the other wives, the other princesses, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she, not to try to ruin it or anything, but at the end, she pretty much just came Khaleesi. She became Khaleesi. I was just like, aw.
Instead of the mother of dragons, her and the dragons were sisters.
Yes. So if you've ever seen Game of Thrones, she became one with the dragon. And she pretty much said Jacaris and lit those rebel scum. No, the royals on fire. And
did you just
burn?
You did a Game of Thrones, a Star Wars reference in the. That wow, you were such a nerd.
I can't help it. This is what my brain does.
It's... You're naive. Girl. I first of all, that damn crystal tunnel that she grew like was climbing in gave me so much anxiety when she's climbing up there.
With the crown. Yes.
You're gonna fucking fall, and then you're gonna cut your feet.
And then like, she did. And she slipped. Doing. And I was like,
and then I'm like, fuck, she's gonna fall, she's gonna die. And then she gets up there, and then it's just like this straight drop off this cliff. And I was like,
it's a fucking dead end.
I was like, are you gonna jump? Like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, you're fucked. You're gonna have to go back. Nope, she's going back down. There she goes. She's climbing through the crystals again. I can't handle the stress. So I might have looked away a little bit.
Oh, what my brother did when he was young and he got scared about a scene. As he did this, where he would watch it with his eyes out, but like his fingers were still covering.
Oh.
It was adorable. But anytime that I think of people like looking away, I don't
know. Does it help when you do that?
I don't do it. My brother did. I'd have to ask.
Well, ask him. I might try it. I'll let you know. I'll test this theory out, peeps, and I'll let you know because I'm not sure if that.
The smoke pit did scenes that make you cringe. And there was a scene in Dune that literally I had to look away from because I could not, like Dune Part 2. I watched it in theaters over the weekend, and there was like the scene
Barf cringe? Like what kind of cringe? There's levels to cringe.
I'm not going into depth. We're going to talk about that later. But there was just a scene that I was just like, nope, can't watch it.
Okay.
And when it's done. And then when it was done, I continued watching the rest of it, but
it's like a painful scene. Okay.
I don't know.
We shall see.
But anyway,
the crystal scene. Blah, blah, blah.
But she was like super like intelligent to like wrap her hands and her feet because she knew that she was going against like sharp things, and she was just like, meh.
Yeah. Apparently mama didn't raise no dummy. Thank goodness for that. Cause that ended up really helping her because of where she grew up. It definitely gave her a little bit more of a edge because she wasn't pampered. Like she definitely had to like, you know, help out with her, people, the town.
Rob seen damsel. He was talking about the healing worms.
Those worms, like, can we market that? Like, first of all, I saw those worms and I was like, I was getting like straight up like Pitch Black vibes. I'm like, oh, she's got the magic worms from Pitch Black. I'm like, that's awesome. And she puts him in a bag. I'm like, oh man, this is like Riddick. And then they healed her. I was like, what? Like, those healed you? My girl. It's like the magic glowworm friends.
Like, get the fuck off of me. I'm trying to sleep. Yeah. And then she like looked and she's like, holy shit.
Oh. They're like the cuddle healing worms.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember glow friends from when we were little? I got glow friends vibes. Sorry, I have one. Not right now, but I'll show you someday. I still have a glow friend.
Oh, Willie had one. Yeah. There you go. I do believe this was before my time, but I will look it up.
That's okay. We will Google it. It's fine.
Yes, I will add it to the list of things that I will look up.
Yes. I also loved Robin Wright, even though she plays the bad guy. The antagonist really well, her being the evil queen mother.
The Princess Bride.
Now she is the evil queen. I still love her.
I
love her regardless. Like, she can be in like a movie about a trash can. I'll probably still watch it because I love Robin Wright. Like, who said that? Rob said that? Willie said that? Somebody said that. I love her. Absolutely love her. and then Angela Bassett. I mean, dude, if I could have Angela Bassett as my stepmom, that's life goals right there. Like, Angela Bassett, your stepmom. I'm like, dude. Glow friend took me. Oh, aunt knows.
It really must have been a different time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, aunt remembers glow friends. Dude, I used to watch that all the time. Love glow friends.
Oh, so it was a show? It wasn't like the Pet Rock, the 80s Pet Rock thing?
No. It was actually a show.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually a little TV show, and there were like lightning bugs and stuff. Yeah, I'll show you after the show.
It's okay. Okay.
But yeah, life goals: Angela Bassett, be my stepmom. It's fucking awesome. And then, like you said, at the end, when she decided, like, you know, what'd she say? I'm gonna start making my own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decides to heal the dragon, which, by the way, I don't know this lady's name off the top of my head, but did anybody else pick up on who voiced the dragon? I don't know the lady's name, but I can tell you exactly what she's from.
Yes, because as soon as she started speaking, I looked at AD and I was like, that's the old raspy, Hispanic woman. I was like, I don't remember her name and I can't remember what she's in. And then I did the IMDb thing because we were at home. So while she was talking, I pulled out IMDb and I just was like scrolling. I was like, what is she in? Because I know her voice.
So she's the senator from The Expanse.
She's also the therapist, doctor lady in The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh, God, yes.
If we're going over the horror things, girl, that's the one where I was like, that's that right there.
She was just epic. Like, her voice is just epic. Like, it's nothing magical about it. It's just when she talks, it's just like her voice is just like,
you want to listen. And then
I do
asking, like, if we can talk about the design of the dragon. Like,
oh yes, let's
beautiful. Let's. Yes, you want to go ahead and go forth since you're the special effects lady.
Oh well, I was impressed with the effects. I mean, as far as like CGI has come a long way from I remember first being impressed with like dragon effects when do you guys remember Dragonheart that came out with Sean Connery was voicing the dragon, and I think what's his name? Dennis Quaid played the knight. Like, I thought those effects were really good. I mean, now look at the CGI that we have now. This dragon actually looks a lot different. I think her neck is definitely a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like her scales actually move a lot differently, because most dragons, their scales are kind of stationary, but hers kind of like flare out and move along with her. And they definitely, AD is Sean Connery. and then I liked how when she was getting ready to breathe fire, like her whole neck, like,
oh,
became red.
Yes.
And like fire. The only beautiful dragon is Donkey's wife.
Rand, I swear to God.
Yeah, she's.
Why
she's
are you pretty. The way that you are?
She's pretty. I love it. Rob, yes, she is Indian. Yes, you're correct, sir. I can't remember her name, but yeah.
Damn, and I am Indian, so now I feel some type of way that I called her Hispanic because everyone calls me Hispanic. I'm going to go cry later. But definitely the scenes like where she like is like kind of like so you remember like Godzilla where like he's like building up the phlegm, if you will.
Yes.
So that's kind of the same reminiscence of the buildup of the magma rather than the straight fire, like Willie said.
Liquid hot magma.
That I was just like, oh man. Mm. And then like when you see it come out, it's not just like, oh, it's just fire. No, this thing, like, it travels and it goes fucking far. Her area of attack, or what do we call it in our role-playing game? The area.
AoE, your area of effect.
Effect. There we go. So the area of effect that she has was pretty large.
Yeah, she got
not
some
AOR.
Motherfucker.
Sorry, Willie said AOR immediately. WD brain was like, oh. Okay.
Still counts.
The area of responsibility. Okay.
Yeah, it's there's actually like dragon lore where they actually have you kind of see it in what is it, How to Train Your Dragon, where there's two dragons, one that has like the flammable mist and the other one does like a spark, where there's actually two different glands in a dragon that actually produce two different liquids that actually create the fire that they kind of emit. And I'm such a nerd. That's what this actually kind of reminds me of, because she's actually secreting this and then she can kind of force it out, and it looks like magma. Like, it's not just fire, but it does look like she's freaking vomiting like lava across like this like huge cavern. And all of a sudden you see, like, you know, our girl from Stranger Things going, oh fuck, and just running. Mind you, she's barefoot at this point, running over like a rock cave, which is horrible. Sorry, hope you didn't cut your feet. Wrap your feet, girl, wrap your feet. But yeah, she definitely has a great ranged attack with that that breath weapon that she has. And and just the fact that they made her intelligent, I really like too.
Yeah,
that's been my beef with like past dragon movies, is that I hate it when they don't make dragons as intelligent. Like, they just make it like a big flying fire breathing lizard. But, you know, in all of the lore, like, dragons are, well, I guess not like real. Yeah, it's lore that dragons are actually really intelligent and they can speak, and actually they're a lot fucking smarter than humans. So I love the fact that, you know, they made her talk and that she is intelligent. Sorry, that was a long rant. But anyway,
no, you're completely fine.
That dragon was amazing. Freaking loved it.
Yeah. So, crown rating. You ready? You ready for it?
I guess.
You guess? Okay. Yeah. So, even though, like, I really did enjoy it, with things that I would watch again, honestly, I don't think that I would. I'm glad that I did watch it, but I wouldn't watch it again. It's just not something that I would like dabble in twice. So I think I would give it like 3.75.
So three crowns and three emeralds or something. I'm just kidding.
That's the diamond. We haven't figured out what the point.
Just no, kidding.
We have 0.25.
Kidding.
No, that's actually, it is three. Holy shit. I'm completely dumb. So,
what?
Emerald, ruby, diamond. Three crowns and a diamond. There we go. Math.
Word. Math, people. Math. I'm going to go with 3.5. I'm with Willie. I definitely watch a sequel. I would probably watch it again, but I can't say it would probably be like one of my, I'm bored, let me turn a movie on.
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably be like, oh, hey, I haven't watched that in a while. Let me watch it again. Just because I appreciate the story, and really what sold me on the movie is probably the ending, because I think I probably like wouldn't have even wanted really to review the movie if it would have ended differently, because I, you know, it had a different, I like the fact that she saved the dragon. You know, that dragon was like clearly wronged, and definitely got her vengeance and then some redemption at the end, and her just flying with Millie Bobby Brown's character back to her home. Just set right, you know?
So like
the world should be.
Like Fallen Star. I think it was episode 2 that we released. Like the Wyrern, when you were yelling at me as Mara, when I was playing Melody, and you're like, why the fuck did you kill that Wyrern?
Don't kill that Wyrern! I know. Dude, yeah.
It
does
was
it evil. Hit different now?
It yeah. Different now. Yeah, it does. Okay, it does. I'm sorry. I did what I did because I thought it was right at the time. I realize now I'm wrong.
You're
like
fine.
I said, I'm learning every day.
Oh, you're fine.
Maybe no that Wyrern could have like helped us in the predicament that we are in now. Like, we don't know.
Excuse me. Anyway. Oh shit. Hey Pablo. My buddy Pablo's here. What's up, Pablo?
Hey yo.
Pablo's in the house.
All right. So I think we're done talking about Damsel. Are you ready to go into our nerd forecast?
Yeah. Let's look ahead. All right, let's go. Cracking.
Thunder, lightning. But anyway, welcome to our forecast, where we shall forecast the things that are coming in the month of April. All right. So there are a couple of things that we want to talk about. The first thing, first things first, I'm the realist. No, really. But the first thing that we're going to talk about is Parasite the Grey.
I got him so excited.
Now, Jen is a little bit excited than I am about this because, as she'll tell you in a bit, it is based off of an anime. But this is coming to Netflix. It's coming April 5th. It is 6 episodes, and all of them are coming out on the 5th. So this actually takes place in Korea, and it's actually in Korean. So there's subtitles that are in English. But anybody that's been to Korea can immediately recognize that when they start talking, you can be like, they're talking Korean. Annyeonghaseyo. Yes. Gansamida.
Gansamida.
No, you're fine. Let the soju come. Anyway, so, Parasite, Netflix, April 5th. It's going to be 6 different episodes. It's a series. And all 5 of them are dropping on, or correction, all 6 of them are dropping on the 5th. Jen, what can you tell us about the background about this?
So I'll be perfectly honest. Other than that, we know it's dropping on April 5th. I don't really know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, I watched the anime of Parasite Maxim. And if you guys haven't watched that, you definitely got to check it out. I believe it's still on Netflix.
It's on Crunchyroll and Hulu.
Crunchyroll and Hulu. If you guys haven't watched that, it's definitely an anime I highly recommend. It's to sum it up, there are these alien parasites that come down to Earth and they start inhabiting human bodies. And the way they get into the bodies... Oh, God. Nightmare alert. Anybody that's squeamish, just mute me really quick. Just, like, turn it off. So they crawl into your nose or through your ear. Yeah. Oh, so gross. I hate that.
Jen!
Oh, my God.
No!
I haven't thinking about that. It's so gross. The Star Trek thing, when he goes into... Oh, God. His
Stop
ear.
It! God.
Jurassic Con was not my favorite movie. All right. and then that's how they take over the human body. Okay.
Do they like attack the brain, and is that how they get into the body? Or
oh yeah, that person's gone. They took over your body, but they like like an extreme COVID
test. Straight yes. through the nose into Straight. Your brain.
Little did you know, you weren't getting tested for COVID.
You were getting tested for alien matter.
The aliens are coming. Yeah. Great. I've had like so many COVID tests. I'm fucked. Like, I'm done for. Sorry.
How many tests that they did? Yeah. Anyway.
Girl. My sinuses are so raw. Anybody else? Like, can you feel me on that? Like, when they like high five your brain. They just like, whoop, and I'm like,
is why that- are there different COVID tests? One that goes into your brain, and then the other one is just like a quick swivel in your nostril, and it's like at the very beginning, and then that's it. And they both do the same test. Like, why? Why are we making people go through anyway? Sorry, that's a really whole rant.
Do you really want me to answer that? Because I know the answer.
Oh man, Nurse Jen, please do.
Okay, one is a viral panel, one just tests for COVID.
Which
one's which? So a viral panel is actually has about 28 tests that they can test for. And the other one just kind of tests for COVID and flu and stuff and just kind of goes right in your nose.
So but if honestly, you're getting a COVID test, why is it not just your inner, like the upmost front of the nostril? Why are you going to test my brain?
They didn't know when they first did it. They didn't know. But they
still do it. Like, we can ask Willie in the comments.
I don't.
Willie.
I don't.
What kind of test did you get?
When I do that test, I don't do that shit. I have some humanity left in myself, and I don't do that. I don't high-five your brain and, like, scratch your sinuses.
Oh, man. Your
forehead.
We've completely track, but I'm completely stopped.
Oh, sorry. Focus, Jennifer. Focus. Okay, sorry. So, anyways, parasite burrows into your nose or into your ear. So, when this particular parasite comes into contact with the character, I believe his name is Shinichi. He can't get into his ear because of he's got like AirPods, earphones, whatever. So he starts to go into his hand. So Shinichi actually, like, I think he, like, ends up tourniqueting his arm. So the parasite stuck to his hand. So long story short, they end up forming a really strong bond. But the problem is that the parasites that were actually able to take over their hosts realize that Shinichi's brain is still intact. And so he's constantly, like, coming under attack. And if it is so gory and so bloody. I mean, there's pieces flying everywhere and there's awesome fight scenes. Like, I absolutely loved it. Like, I was, dude, I need to start collecting like stuff for it because they have some stuff on Etsy that actually people like 3D print that has the the parasite's name is Migi. Mm-hmm. Migi? Is it Migi? Mm-hmm. Migi. I can't remember how you pronounce it. Migi. But yeah. Freaking awesome. But yeah, they ended up forming a really strong bond. And it was really cool anime to watch. So I'm really curious to see how the actual show.
You straight up were talking about collecting things and you just talked about blood 5 seconds ago. So I'm like, are you going to start collecting blood? Do we need to have an intervention? Yeah. Like, what is happening right now?
I am not Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton. I don't collect blood and put it in vials across my neck. Or I'm not like Dexter either. That's just weird. I don't have blood slides. That's just weird. Hosts and parasites always go hand in hand. I agree, Chris. I agree. I'm making tacos. Did you say pizza's flying everywhere? Yes. Like in Little Italy. Pepperoni is going crazy. There's sausages flying.
Isn't that how Italians make pizzas? They throw it on the wall? Or is that spaghetti? Anyway.
So can I tell you, I lived with somebody before that the only way they could tell if the noodles were done is they throw the noodles on the wall. And I was like, fuck are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to see if the noodles are done. If they stick to the wall, it's done.
Just taste the goddamn noodle. What is wrong with you?
She's so dumb. Guys, she actually procreated too.
Oh no, those poor children.
Like a moment of silence offspring. For the world.
Oh no.
For planet Earth, a moment of silence. Okay.
All right. Moment of science is gone. All right. So let's talk about the next thing on our agenda. Boop, boop. Are we talking about Fallout?
Fallout.
All right. So if you guys didn't know and you have been living underneath a rock, that's okay because we are here for you. So Fallout, it is a video game. There have been 5 of them. There's Fallout 1, 2, 3, 4, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 76. Sorry, there's 6 of them. Hmm. So,
damn, you just there named are. All... Shit. Holy shit.
My nerdness is incoming. Girl. The trailer is really great if you haven't seen it. Willie. Oh, here we go. So Fallout is based off of pretty much like it's a 60s like type, like everything up in the above ground world is like in the 60s. Nuclear bomb goes off, kind of like Nuketown if you ever played Call of Duty. And everything is like in that. Oh man, and everything is like staying in that era. And then this nuke goes off, and then there are these vaults where people kind of like went below ground to stay safe. They have these jumpsuits. They have their kind of like their Apple Watch, Fitbit watch, whatever kind of watch that you wear. But it's a, God damn it, what is that called? The thing that goes on your arm, and it's got your, the what? Pip-Boy. Thank you. It has like all of your stats on it, and it's just, it's such a good video game.
Yeah.
I have put so many hours into Fallout 4. Anyway, so, they're finally coming out with a series, and I am actually really excited. As you can see, there are ghouls that are above ground that were affected by the radiation of the bomb. And you have like sidekicks that go along with you, like this robot that you're seeing here. So Fallout, it's a series that's coming to Amazon Prime. And that's going to be on April 11th. Have you ever played any of the Fallout games?
Not personally. I used to help, my dear husband with some puzzles and everything, but I mostly just watched him play.
Okay. The main goal of Fallout is to loot. You must loot everything, every box. You have to loot. And there are these giant monsters that I hope we see one in this series. They're called Deathclaws. I really would love to see if they could make a Deathclaw appear in this series. And I would be so happy about it. But I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm kind of excited about it. So awesome. Yes, it shall be the good things. Monster. There are multiple different vaults as well. I'm the different suits that people wear can tell you like what different vault that they came from. The food is really weird because it's got like sometimes nuclear like attributes to it. But dude, the video game is just so good. And there are like main storylines and then like little spawned off storylines off of it. And then like if you choose one faction, let's say like there's the Minuteman faction, like you can choose them and side with them. But if you side with them, then you can no longer be a part of like, let's say the Brotherhood, which are people that are going around trying to kill synths. That's a whole thing. Anyway. I'm excited to see this come out. All 8 episodes come out on April 11th. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm I think that ranks up there with the Borderlands stuff. I'm glad that they are taking some other beloved video games that, you know, we kind of grew up with or a little bit older, and I absolutely love them. So I'm definitely down to like to watch this. I'm hoping that people who are fans of the game won't be disappointed, because that's always disappointing when you watch it and you're like,
they could have done so much more with this.
But why? Didn't. Yeah. That, yeah. I went on a whole rant with one of our buddies today on a chat about them ruining shit. Fucking Hollywood. Hopefully they don't ruin it. But yeah, I'm down to watch this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. So going into our last nerd forecast, we're going to be talking about the Spiderwick Chronicles season one. Mm. So this is coming out on April 19th. It's on the Roku channel. So not your normal Hulu Max, because it was HBO, HBO Max. Now it's just Max. I don't know. It's a whole thing. the Max. Crunchyroll Prime, you know, like all of the different like things that you usually know about. And then you have Roku channel, which is kind of like an offset one.
I personally, like a little brother that's like,
hi, I'm here.
Oh. What you got, Roku? Okay.
But there are 8 episodes for season one. Again, that's April 19th. There was a movie called Spiderwick Chronicles. It's based off of a book, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. I've actually read them.
There's multiple?
Yeah. It's more than one book.
Okay. Do tell. Tell us, Jen.
I don't know how many books there are. I just read them with my kids, because my sister-in-law bought my kids a bunch of books. And that was one of the sets. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't say this, obviously, to my children. But I was like, y'all, we got Spiderwick Chronicles. I'm like, we're going to read this. And we read it, and honestly, the movie that they made was like totally close enough to the books. And maybe
I haven't rewatched the movie as an adult. That might be something I partake in before watching this season, so like I refresh my brain on it, because I don't remember it being a bad movie. But again, I didn't watch it as an adult, and I enjoyed it as a child.
It's I really liked it. I've seen it more than once, so if that attests to anything, I don't know. Like it kind of starts off as like a kind of a boring story. Like, oh, this family got divorced and they moved to like start over, and they moved in like some family member's house and blah blah blah. But then it ends up being inhabited by fairies, and like the surrounding forest is inhabited by fairies, and they find out like the great uncle is. Studied fairies. Yes, thank you, Pablo. 5 books. Pablo's got my back. just that I always enjoy reading books that kind of go off into like that, you know, you start off in the real world and you start kind of going off into a fantasy world. And it's one of the movies that I could, you know, get my my oldest to watch when he was little. I actually need to reattack that with my other ones, but it's a good story. I liked it a lot. Definitely a good watch. Definitely something, you know, that your kids can watch too. So definitely a family. Oh, it's 8 books now. What? It's more than. Oh, okay. I guess they must have continued it. But so I'm kind of curious to see if they're going to go even further into things with this. The different seasons, like they can definitely spend more time like building the characters and like the relationships between like the twin brothers and then like the sister and everything. But I would recommend watching it. I'm probably gonna watch it. So you know, the movie was good, so I'll definitely check out the show.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to take a gander into the Roku channel. I didn't even know that this was a thing. So while I was researching it, I was like, what is the Roku channel? So yeah.
Oh, wait, look at this solid burn. Oh, wait, I have to put this up. We can tell that George R. R. Martin isn't the author of this.
Damn.
Because it has a good story. Oh gosh, the burn, it hurts. The burn.
It burns us.
It burns us, Master. It burns us.
So are you ready to address our signal to go into our final shots and thoughts?
Yeah, because I was about to go on a rant about George R. R. Martin and Game of Thrones. So you better transition it or I'm gonna start.
Let's
going
go.
On a rant.
Would you start?
Welcome back, and welcome to our final shots and thoughts. We want to go ahead and say thank you to everybody that tuned in, gave us comments, and kept us honest tonight. And also a special thank you to our man behind the curtain, Mr. Mac, a.k.a. your boy that is from the smoke pit, who helped us out with the comments tonight and our transitions, because we're being ballsy, and we're trying something new, and we wanted to up our production level, and it really seems like it's working. I'm really excited about what we have to come and everything. But really, thank you for everybody that came out and tuned in and was able to flex with us on our timing. Just because, you know, time zones, they're difficult. They're not easy.
They suck. Daylight savings time sucks.
I wouldn't know, as I am an Arizonian and we do not... that is a word. As we do not recognize the thing that is called daylight savings, I completely forgot about it and was rushing home, missed my exit, and realized that I could have just Rolexed the show. Like, Jen, thank you so much for sticking with me and my forgetfulness. If you guys didn't know, Fallen Star Part 6 of our tabletop RPG role-playing game is out. It was released on Friday, and it is out now. Yes, our Fallen Star Fridays. It is out for your ears. I do believe the video is also out. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's out, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to take a gander into looking as to what it looks like when we play and lots of questions that we make and the awesome as well, Mac, who puts so much work.
Oh, you guys want to see a clip?
Oh, look at that.
Mac puts all of the effort into putting the background sound into our clips, which make it, I feel, a lot more interesting for people who aren't playing. So they are really cool. It's really great. I cannot talk more about it because if I do, I will go into a 5-hour rant about how I have turned into this. I have never played an RPG before. This is my first one. And God, I can't wait. I keep on like, when's the next one? When are we going again?
Saturday. So we don't cast these live. We pre-record so we can have some production and edit because, you know, Pablo knows because he's gamed before as Eric as the GM. But they are long sessions. They can be 4+ hours. So we try to give you guys some concise information and, you know, hour and a half episodes just makes sense. But we are going to be having our campfire sessions on Patreon, correct?
Yes. So we do have our Fallen Star Part 7 coming out on this Friday. So look out for that. Give it a listen. But our Campfire and Chill, I think is the name that we came up with, sessions will be up for our Patreon exclusive members of the DFPN. So if you aren't Patreon member, go ahead and there's a link in our, you know, little spiel about, hey, we're going live and everything. And it's also in our link tree. So please check them out. That money goes straight to the DFPN, which also goes to, you know, us, as well as our merch and everything. So we super appreciate everybody that comes out and, you know, gives that a listen. So we will be doing another session on Saturday. Our campfire sessions will be up on the Patreon. It's going to be lit. The first one won't be coming out into Patreon until our episodes kind of catch up a little bit to get to that episode, because you won't really understand why we're talking about what we're talking about until we get there. So keep a lookout on to that. But we do have breaking news and super exciting news. The noise that I will make with my mouth because I don't have a soundboard to make it for me.
You can do the minion one. The bee-doo, bee-doo. That's easy.
Yes, absolutely. So if you do recall at the beginning of this episode, we did talk about a mystical thing called Phoenix Fan Fusion.
Wait, hey, what is that?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay. It's a Comic-Con that's coming to Phoenix, Arizona. It is coming May 24th to the 26th. It is a three-day event. I will be there.
Jen. Oh, yeah? Guess what? Yeah. I'm what? Coming too.
You're staying with me, right?
Girl, yes. So I...
We finally get to meet. Wait.
Wait.
Sorry.
Willie, do I have your permission, Willie? I'm looking for a thumbs up. I have your permission.
As we wait.
As we wait. I'm waiting for the thumbs up from Willie.
You remember how we were also... He says you can.
Oh, I do. So Willie and I are going to be flying out to Phoenix, Arizona. So I get to meet Tay in person. I'm super stoked.
Be-do.
Did you not see the sirens? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what the sirens meant. Okay. Willie and I are going to be flying out to Phoenix. Get to meet Tay in person. We're going to be going around and meeting all sorts of cool people at the Comic-Con. There are going to be people we're going to introduce you to. There are some longtime nerdy friends of ours. Nick Smith, Jennifer Birch is some of our cosplayer buddies. Our buddy Jedi, huge nerd. He also likes tabletop games. He also paints a lot of his own figures. So we'll be visiting them. And I believe Jedi actually has his own booth and everything that he works from. So, and lots of, hopefully get to ask some questions to some of our nerdy celebrities that will be out there, so we'll be researching that. But super excited, so excited, can't wait.
There's already a huge lineup, and they keep on coming out with new people. Like the one that they just announced yesterday that I was geeking out about. We just talked about Avatar, right? So we already know Uncle Iroh is going to be there. Not that I'm downplaying that at all, because that is amazing on itself. Have you ever seen Hook? The guy that's Bangarang Rufio with the black hair and the red tips.
Oh, that's Pablo. Sorry, inside joke.
Oh, okay. Dante he Basco. Voices, yes, thank you.
He voices Zuko, right?
I do believe, yes, he does. And
Rufio voices Zuko,
yeah. So he's gonna be there. And the one that they just announced yesterday is from the original Nickelodeon. He also did Drake Long, yes, this is true. The American Dragon,
yeah. Okay.
And the one that they just announced yesterday, is that from the original Avatar Nickelodeon series. Do you know who it is?
No.
Sakura?
Really?
Yes, she's gonna be there. I didn't know about her range until because sometimes I don't hear the voice similarities. So she's gonna be there. She also has played Princess Aurora, who is Sleeping Beauty in the Disney franchise. There's gonna
the old one?
Yeah.
How old is this chick?
I don't know.
That was from when I was little. That's eons ago.
So she's your age? Well, she would have to be, I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to look into that. So all I'm saying is, oh, she's not the OG Sleeping Beauty. Okay, but she is a Princess Aurora Sleeping Beauty. Maybe they made a remake that I am not tracking.
Like the one in Shrek. Maybe she voiced that one. Maybe. I don't know. Wasn't she in Shrek? Just kidding. Anyways, continue.
Okay. But anyway, there are like so many big name people that they keep on releasing. I didn't even talk about the guy that plays Miles Morales is going to be there.
shut up.
Dude.
Willie, listen to me. We have to go there. Beeline it. We're going. We are going.
I mean, you're coming anyway. So.
Oh my God. We're going. Follow me, guys.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to, if he has a panel or something, I'm not really sure what he has going on, but he's going to be there. I really cannot express how excited I am and how I cannot wait for this event. You know, I can't wait to meet you even, you know, and see Willie again, because it's been years. Two, I think, at this point. But anyway, that is all for shots and thoughts that I have. Jen, do you have anything else to talk about?
No. Hey, Deontay, I see you, dude. Sorry you had to work so late, but thanks for showing up, my friend. Always a pleasure. See Deontay on Comically Inclined. There are our homies over there. Mm-hmm. Love it. Willie says he's bringing his Jordans for him to sign.
Dude,
that's a great idea. I was thinking of an autograph book, and then Willie one-ups me, and he's like, I'm bringing some very expensive shoes for him to sign.
Dude, AD has a couple of Jordans from Spider-Man, and he is also going. I don't know if I talked about that, but yeah, he's going with us. It's going to be a great time. I cannot wait. I can't wait to show you guys, my house, my dog, you know, and then like coming out and enjoying the area with you guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take lots of pictures of me eating Ono's.
If you guys don't know, Ono's is a, Hawaiian restaurant.
Hawaiian barbecue. Oh, the person I have to blame for that is on here, Pablo, because Pablo introduced me to Ono's Hawaiian Barbecue out in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have long searched the globe, and I can't find anything as close as Ono's Hawaiian Barbecue. Oh, wait, Deontay, aren't you going to the Phoenix Fan Fusion, dude?
He said it's going to be a family reunion. Are we going to finally meet Deontay?
Are we going to meet Deontay?
I don't know. Deontay, let us know in the chat. Like, are you coming? Sure. Did you get your tickets?
Sir, type faster.
Type fast.
Yes.
Dude. This just in, Deontay is coming with us.
Dude.
Let's go. It's going to be an all-out nerd fest.
I can't handle this.
I will be cosplaying. Jen, I believe that you got something to cosplay as well.
I did. Oh. I have a cosplay. I do. Ooh. Cosplay.
Yes. Let's go. LFG. Let's fucking go. All right. So, without further ado, with all of that greatness, I think that's the end of our show. Again, thank you for everybody that just like came out in the comments. Like, it's so much easier with you guys here, you know.
Oh yeah, love you guys chiming in. Always appreciate you guys showing up. Thank you.
All right, and here's our outro. Peace.
Bye.
Oh.